This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Barney, Beck and Bobby, on your...
Look at my mic. I'm literally, like, lying
what
down.
What are you doing down
about, not about you, Bob. Come on.
It's 9 minutes past eight, a top of 14, and currently 8 degrees.
Our next guest has graced Aussie screens in breakout roles on hit shows like Please Like Me
Great
and
show.
Rake.
Love it.
Oh, don't we all? At just age 12, I think he's grown up since, he was handpicked to play Oliver Twist on stage, and if he wasn't talented enough, he has released his own debut album, Album So on Higher Ground, late last year. Welcome to the studio, Keegan.
Wow. Lovely live studio audience, guys. Thank you very much.
We pay them a lot, but I feel like it's worth it. Yeah. Grandma, sit down, please. Oh, for goodness sake.
Okay, Ben. Yeah.
Nan. Keegan Joyce, welcome to Joy.
So excited that you're here.
Thank you.
So happy to be here. Now, you're a very talented little poppet, aren't you?
Oh, thanks. I don't know. Some days not.
I guess my first question is there some kind of magic potion you are drinking to not only forge a successful acting career, but also now you're a...
Superfood smoothies. That's my secret. Just kale.
Yum.
Pure kale diet.
So you've been on groundbreaking shows, Please Like Me and Rake, and now you're this suave musician with your own album.
I should... probably do the caveat that I didn't write or direct any of the shows.
Sure.
I just rock up. So I'm like, okay.
You're not Josh Thomas.
No, I'm not Josh Thomas.
Oh, righto.
Did you guys mean to get Josh Thomas
actually,
on this morning?
I think we would have preferred.
We might go to a song.
Bye, guys.
So what came first, singing or acting?
Oh, okay. No, I started singing. My dad owned a sheet metal factory in Sydney.
Who's didn't?
Do you want my whole life story? And then basically... his work partner, his daughter taught singing, and he was like, this will waste some of Keegan's time. So I did some singing lessons, and that kind of turned into more and more stuff. And then I ended up falling into music theatre and started doing some shows. And then before I knew it, I was professionally employed and didn't stop.
Oh, wow. So that was from when you were 12?
Yeah. So, I started pretty young. And
picking pockets or two?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Does Oliver pick a pocket or...
He gets
caught trying to pick a pocket.
Certainly
I'm
gets
sure
taught
what
to.
Happens. Yeah, yeah.
It's quite a musical
by
knowledge.
That creepy man, Fagin, who has a den of children.
He does have a den of children.
It's pretty weird.
Go on, consider yourself a part of the furniture. That was a line in the Oliver Twist. Now, you're probably best known for your role in Josh Thomas's dark comedy, Please Like Me, playing one of Josh's boyfriends, Arnold. How did you score the role, and what was it like working in such a trailblazing kind of show?
It was amazing. I was like a real big fan of the show before I joined it, because I joined it in season two. So I was a huge fan of the show already. My brother had actually told me I should watch it, and I had a great time. And then this audition came up, and it was actually kind of a long process, because I auditioned at like the end of, like in the December, and they were starting shooting in the March, and Josh wasn't in town until the early January. So then like I auditioned really late, and there was like months of waiting before I went in again and auditioned. It was also pretty hilarious because the audition scene was when Arnold has a panic attack. So I just had like this full blown panic attack like four times. And they're like, okay, now in this take, that was really good. Maybe do the panic attack again, but just like in the lead up to it, make it like you don't know what's going to happen. So you just do it again and you're like exhausted. And they're like, that was really great. Now know what's going to happen and do it again. So yeah, it was really fun. And then I met Josh, and it's just the best show. We just had so much fun filming it.
Your role is quite special, because not only is, like, you play Josh Thomas's boyfriend, but it also touches on mental illness as well, which I think is really important. How do you feel like your role has helped other people in the community, especially with that sort of...
Yeah, it's been kind of very privileged. I feel very privileged. I receive messages all the time, which is really kind messages, saying that people kind of relate to Arnold a lot, and that was the first, or it's a time that they can point to on, you know, television where they can say that's somewhat my experience, or this is how I feel, or this is my mental issue. And it's the way that people can, something people can point to that is good, because all these people are quite real. They're very happy, and like they have joyous times in their lives and they have really difficult times in their lives, and it's part of their everyday.
And now, you know, so it was such a relatable show, so I think you've hit the nail on the head there. But now away from acting, you're also a musician.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yes.
Because you're not doing enough. No, you needed to fill in some more of the days. So you've written your debut. Have you written, recorded the whole bit, your debut album?
So, yeah, I released it like late last year, and then it was, it kind of happened really quickly. I was actually recording.
As musical success often does, yeah.
I would just kind of woke up in it. No, I was not really sure about kind of whether I should record my own music, because it's pretty nerve-wracking putting your own stuff out there. And it was actually Tom Ward on Please Like Me. We have like a lot of time just hanging around, sitting in that house. And I was kind of showing him some of the music, and he was like, hey, yeah, you should release some of this stuff.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, okay. And I did.
And you did. And you're touring around.
Yeah. So I did a few shows this year and a couple last year. So I wish I could do more. So I'm doing a show in Brisbane in August.
Oh, so we should all fly out. Was that an invitation?
So stick around, Keegan. I'm going to play a song off your album, which is Snow on Higher Ground. It's my favourite. It's called Knowledge. What's your favourite song? Actually, don't tell me now.
No, don't tell me now. And before we go to his beautiful song, though, we still need
The quiz.
So up next, we've got a quiz between Keegan and I.
Bring it back.
Yeah, all right. Stop punching me in the arm, please. He's been studying. I haven't. I've been too busy at the gym.
Now, if you want to be on Team Keegan.
Well, no, Team Keegan's taking care of.
Okay.
On your Gavin. Morning, guys. I'm going to go on Keegan's side. Sorry, Beck. Well, thanks for nothing, Gavin. But still no one has wanted to be on Team Beck.
So I'm going to start the campaign. Let's get somebody on Team Beck. Text in 0427JOY949. We need somebody in Beck's corner.
I'm not going to let you down. Grandma, if you're listening, text in.
I'm not. I don't know why I've become the voice of your grandma, but I have.
That's Keegan Joyce, Knowledge from Snow on High Ground. We do have Keegan in the studio.
And we need some knowledge, because we need some knowledge on Beck's team for the quiz. So text in on 0427JOY949. Gavin, do you have one then?
Gavin's just text back. Okay, Beck, I go on your side. Gavin, stick.
Oh, ouch.
Stick to what?
My goodness.
Gav, you've already signed yourself up to Keegan. I appreciate your support,
mate. This is like Bella trading between Jacob and the other one. Damn it, Gavin.
Gavin, you're like an Australian voter that's like swinging from one side, Liberal, Labor.
Thank you, Gavin.
I've got a question, Keegan. I'm very curious, and I'm asking this question from a distance, so I just want people to know that. How many gay guys are trying to pick you up on a daily basis? Is it 5, 10, 15, or 50?
I can't put a number on it. it happens pretty frequently. It's not a problem, but I think it'd be better if I were gay. That would be kind of helpful.
Have you got something to tell the Australian public? Are you going to come out as...
Yeah, my girlfriend jokes that I'm the first Australian actor that needs to come out as straight.
So I love that.
I'm really looking forward to that. I haven't done it yet.
Oh, you haven't done it yet?
That wasn't it.
Oh, that wasn't it?
I'm going to make a big event out of it.
Actually, don't make it on Joy, because all our listeners' hearts will break.
Yeah, I'm going to get like a big payout from like Woman's Day or something.
An exclusive. Publish.
Yeah. You guys can be sources, say. Sources, do you guys want to be sources?
I wouldn't mind being an anonymous.
I'll be a ketchup.
Have you been in any Woman's Day? Or?
No, I don't think so. I haven't.
No paparazzi waiting outside?
No paps waiting outside. There is like the every now and then like the odd experience, and it's not paparazzi. It's just strangers. Like, it's very obvious not watching people try and secretly take a photo of you.
Yeah.
Have you seen that? Like, they're like, oh, I'm just going to tap on my phone near my left shoulder and snap.
Yeah,
so that's kind of weird.
I would love to
see. You get that a lot, don't you?
I get it a lot. Dave and I are just looking at each other in the eye. We get it, mate.
Is that Dave from Joy?
I don't know what his face looks like, but his voice, it's very familiar.
Someone did recognise him the other day in the barber's chair, if you don't mind.
I finally made it.
Getting his hair shorn.
My worst experience I was driving, like, a long-distance drive, and, you know, where there's nowhere else to go but, like, service stations and McDonald's service stations. And so I, like, went to the bathroom and then came out, and there's a guy just waiting to take my photo outside a McDonald's bathroom. And I thought, come on, man.
Keegan, that's so scary.
But I just pretended it didn't happen because it was just bad.
Could have been worse. Could have been at the urinal. Anyway, back to your music career, Keegan. What's been your motivations and inspirations in behind your music?
I mean, a breakup obviously really helps. Like any that's very unique. Any musician. Yeah. Just a normal, just a regular guy with a breakup.
It's a broken heart.
Yeah. Just another one.
And a guitar.
Yeah, exactly. Country music. Yeah. I actually have a degree in music.
Musicology
like classical music. And I was kind of mucking around with my own stuff and playing my own songs. And yeah, they kind of felt like they were good enough to write down and release because my ego is that big. And
huge. We noticed.
He brought his own chair.
It's very heavy.
I haven't seen that before.
It's a wing back.
It is a wing back, I can confirm.
One of those voice chairs. Yes. Swing around. Yeah, that's a good sound effect. Can you do that again, Pete? That's good. I like that.
I'm slamming down on the table as I do it.
Maybe we can sing and Keegan can turn around if we... You're up first.
Don't give it that. Don't promote her.
So what can one expect when we come to your show? Do you do any covers as well?
I do a few covers, but you won't recognise them. One's like about being in the Mississippi. I'm a big fan of like old, not like new country music where they talk about like... whiskey and Jesus. I'm doing like old country music where they talk about like the banks of the Mississippi and like that kind of thing.
I was picturing smoke machines, but I'm guessing not.
No, there are smoke machines. Yeah. And it's just sad. It's just a lot of sad music and me telling a lot of sad stories. So there's a lot of people that leave.
but they've paid for the tickets beforehand, so it doesn't really matter.
Go.
makes it easier. No, I'm sure it's great.
So stick around. Are you right to stick around for
this? Yeah, please. I want to beat you at this quiz.
Yeah, I know you do.
I don't know if I'm going to.
Stop pinching me.
Rumours on the street, Keegan, is that you've been studying for this quiz.
Yeah, I stayed up late last night reading Twitter, Sydney Morning Herald. Herald Sun. I had to go to news.com. Well, no, I won't say their thing because we hate them, but shoes.shom.shau. Yeah.
Well, you should have read it because that's where I got most of my questions from.
Yes!
I'm not going to lie. No one wants to be on my team. Gavin has said...
Don't you switch again, Gavin.
No, Gavin is switched with Keegan. I want to represent somebody in this quiz, and we've got a prize for you. You've got double pass to see a movie.
Handsome Devil.
Handsome Devil.
Don't be confused. It's not a movie about me.
Oh, good one, Dave Beckett. So text us in 0427JOY 949. Let me represent you. Let me share my gift of trivia knowledge. And thank you, Gavin, again for texting in so much. Oh, we got a text.
Yes. Not for you.
Paul from Caulfield North. Love to help out. Paul, if you could just text us in again and let us know if that means you want me to represent you. All right, now there's your little quiz.
Can I just say I'm very excited about this quiz, and I don't know Keegs, but I'm calling Keegs. Yeah, we're best friends now. We had Christian Hull in last week, did a quiz with Beck. I think he won. He gave some good feedback on the quiz as well.
This is the worst radio show I've ever been on.
So you're up for something really massive.
Well, very special. I'm excited.
Shout out to my fans. We've got the text pouring in. People are now fighting for me to represent them.
Wouldn't do that.
don't think I don't remember when the lines were silent. Beautiful Paul from Caulfield North. Love to help out. Absolutely. We've been having a conversation over text. Paul, I've got your back, but I just want to have a quick shout out to Melinda from Q, just to show what polite fans we have of the show. I want to be on Team Beck, but I'm pretty sure Paul was first.
Oh, bless.
Good on you, Melinda. If I had any money, I'd give it to you. And another shout out to my biggest fan, Kate from Pasco Vale South. Go Beck. I believe that is a good friend of mine. But hi, Katie.
So we've got Paul in the corner of our lovely Beck Hagen.
I'm not going to let you down, Paulie.
And we've
and
got
Melinda.
Gavin in the corner of our guest, Keegan Joyce.
Okay. Rules are pretty easy. Say your name if you want to answer first. There's 10 questions.
And I'm the adjudicator.
Yeah.
So that coffee
already
you, that,
so annoying.
That $10 you owe me and you haven't given back to me, Beck, that might come in favouritism here.
You'll never see that again.
Okay. Question one. Women's Day is being taken to court by which Australian
Keegan.
Actress?
Beck.
Keegan.
Rebel Wilson.
I was lucky, Keegan.
Tom Cruise was in Australia to promote what movie?
Keegan.
Oh,
the Mummy.
Oh, Beck.
Beck, the quiz has started.
I just gave him my best death stares, and I think I've sufficiently rattled
it. It's my voice chair that helps.
Yeah. Your winged back chair. Yeah.
Who has refused to fly Qantas?
Beck. Margaret Court.
Yes.
Paul, I've got you, babe. That's
who is this?
So we get there, and we're underwater, and there's a ton of sharks this day. We went at like 4:30 in the morning.
Beck.
A swimmer.
Keegan. You know why I know this? Because I know his voice, which is weird. Zac Efron.
Oh, yes.
Really? I didn't know that.
Katy Perry has confirmed the reason why her and Taylor Swift didn't speak.
Beck.
What is it?
No one cares.
No one cares.
Don't do that, Vince.
She thinks she looks better blonde.
So who will give you that to?
Oh, okay.
Keegan?
I actually genuinely don't know.
Beck. Volleyball competition gone wrong.
Keegan, she doesn't like her name.
No. Backup dancers. How old is Baby Spice?
Keegan. 48.
Beck. 71.
She's 40. John Travolta has just donated what to New South Wales?
Beck. An aeroplane?
Scores at the moment. Keegan Joyce is leading 3-2.
Ooh. It's close.
Come on, Craig, we got this.
His name's Gavin.
It's Gavin. Gavin. Yeah, well, he switched sides so many times. How am I meant to remember?
Which Australian singer just announced an Australian tour?
Beck. Darryl Braithwaite.
Don't know.
See ya.
It's Keegan. He's announced a bloody tour.
Keegan's on tour?
Shannon Knoll.
Yeah. He's on at every pub going around.
He's royalty. That's what he is.
Name the G7 countries.
Beck. Well, thank you for asking the questions.
Just name the countries you've been to. Bali, New Zealand.
Thailand.
Tasmania.
Yeah. Byron Bay. That was lovely up there.
That's just incorrect.
No.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Keegan.
US, UK, Germany, France.
All right, show off.
China.
No.
It was Japan, Italy, and Canada. Which sportsman was arrested for DUI in
Keegan,
Florida?
Keegan, Tiger Beck. Woods.
What's the score?
Keegs 4, Beck 2.
Keegan, you're the winner.
No!
Yeah, Craig Gavin!
So there's a...
Gavin, you have won a double pass to Handsome Devil Film. Go and see it. It's great.
I'd just like to take this opportunity.
Come on, Beck.
Don't
to
be a
reach
sore
out
loser.
To Paul and Melinda and just say, I'm sorry.
Beck, you have let them down.
I think they knew they were losing once they put your name down on that email anyway. It's Marty, Beck and Bobby. Thanks, Keeks, for joining us.
Thank you,
it's
Katie,
been amazing.
Thank you, guys.
Hi, Jason Gibbs, Joy Production Manager. It's Radiothon time. We still need Joy and we need your support. If you appreciate our free podcast service, our voice for the LGBTI community globally, and the volunteers that make our service possible, please sign up, renew your Joy membership, or make a tax-deductible donation before June 30 to keep our service possible. You may win a prize. Head to joy.org.au and click on either the Become a Member or Donate tabs to support us. If you appreciate our podcast service, let us know in the comments section when making your donation. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them, at joy.org.au and on iTunes.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.